Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And I ate my words, and I watched this guy hoop and put the team on his back. It's JB, Jalen Brunson. He goes out there tonight with the whole world knowing that he won't have Julius Randle as his running mate, as he hasn't had him for weeks now, and he says no problem. The Kings are a decent team that made the playoffs last year. He goes out there, he drops 35 points on them. He also had 11 assists. He hit how many threes? Two threes. Really, man, he was just going to work, dishing it off and putting the ball in the hoop. Three steals, two rebounds, and my Casamigos Big Shot of the Night has to go to Jalen Brunson, who was a plus-minus 22. Just a good night for him in the Garden. Played 38 minutes, and we all understand what he's going to have to do. Be Superman for the Knicks with the Villanova guys and the supporting cast. And without Julius Randle, they got to keep the hopes alive for the fan base. 877-337-6666. I mean, it's pretty much Yankee fans on the fan, but Josh is in Passaic. You got it, Josh. Go for it.
Hey, kid, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, same Seton Hall game. You know, maybe they should have made the real playoffs. Now, I don't know anything that actually really goes on, how they actually do it. But I know his father, like, watches them, so I saw him over his shoulder pretty nice. Did you see any of it at all or no?
No, I was watching the Knicks game and, you know, hoping my bet hit, and it didn't. And I was talking them down, hoping I could speak it into existence, and then Knicks shut me up. I didn't see any of Seton Hall in the NIT. Maybe the first round, I think I caught a little bit, but it's not for nothing. It's the NIT. It's not the actual tournament that we all make brackets for and parlays for and then we watch. It's not even the women's tournament. It's the NIT. So, but like, congrats to them. I'm not trying to take anything from them. It's just like people are not tuning into the NIT. So it's easy to miss their run that they just made.
And then with the Mets, so there's any, you know, point to have a start of something, you know, like a big run. I mean, because it was looking pretty dull to have that guy Tompkin, whatever his name is, throw wild pitches, blow another game, the game before, and another extra inning, just whatever.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You know, the plan is Gary Cohn call by the top or bottom of the eighth. I don't know if you heard that call. It was just legendary. Did you hear what he said at all?
No, I did not. I was in Times Square. I was kind of just looking at updates on my phone. I did not get to watch and listen to the game. I was doing an event.
pretty much just said that overall they have need, like, no hits, 0-5, nobody in the stadium. It's like it's pretty much rock bottom. Listen, they got a hit from your boy Harrison Bader. Pete Alonso goes chasing on a pitch, but just showing his raw power, sends it over the wall, and then a walk-off. I mean, it ended up, and that's what I was scared. The one thing the Mets, I gave the Mets credit to, I said they always mentioned one of the games a doubleheader. It looked pretty bleak, but they came out. So this is the most confident. It's not high confidence, but it's good to finally get a W.
It's better than taking another loss, losing another series, getting swept, and now you go on the road and you hope that they can turn one win into two wins, into three wins, and win a series. I mean, it keeps you afloat. It keeps you a little bit more hopeful than zero wins being the Miami Marlins.
Especially now that, you know, the Mets were eliminated, but I wasn't really following too much of them. And the Devils had a chance, but nothing for them. And yeah. I was hope, and I need like a team to make the playoffs. The year before, the Nets, Devils, and Giants all made the playoffs. This year, the Giants haven't, the Nets haven't, the Devils haven't. So I've like almost forgotten what it's like to watch a team in the playoffs. But a little side thing, Keith, how I saw Otani hit his first homer last night. How much do you think the whole gambling scandal, whatever's going on, how much do you think it takes a toll on the season this year?
I don't know. It depends. It depends if he gets suspended. It depends what comes from the investigation. I think it certainly had a little bit of an impact on him early on. He hit his first homer, and coincidentally enough, Aaron Judge also hit his first homer the same day. You know, those guys are former MVPs, and they can get hot. And all it takes is one to feel better about yourself. So maybe Ohtani gets hot and hits 40 home runs the rest of the way, but you know it's got to be in his head that this scandal happened. He's got a new interpreter. I'm telling you, that guy, Ipe, had to have been his best friend. I don't believe all the things that went on with them saying that he stole from him and he didn't know. I don't know. It definitely affected Shohei Ohtani. He started off slow. So let's see. Let's see how it goes from here.
But the Dodgers are just like that. They're able to cover for that. Mookie Betts has a few homers. Teoscar Hernandez, who got one to the Mets to get, started off with the first two games. They didn't go home run every single game. So it shouldn't be too much of an issue for them, Keith. So
they're stacked.
Take my call.
They're stacked.
I know it's a little short this time, but have a great weekend. Enjoy your opening day tomorrow.
That wasn't a short call, Josh. You got plenty of time. The Dodgers are stacked. They have Will Smith, Max Muncy, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, on top of Teoscar Hernandez. I know Jason Hayward is older and he just got hurt, but I mean, he's a guy that can hit when he's right. Kike Hernandez, like, they have a bunch of guys. They have Miguel Rojas. They have a bunch of guys. I don't feel sorry for the Dodgers. They're stacked and they have some pitching. 877-337-6666. I am rooting against Shohei Ohtani as far as watching him and Yamamoto and the Dodgers fail, but I don't want the guy to necessarily get suspended unless he gets caught red-handed. Unless there's enough evidence to say this guy was gambling on baseball or whatever else it was, then they got to do what they got to do. But I'm on record saying that Rob Manfred is going to protect him. Rob Manfred is going to protect his unicorn. They're going to do everything in their power to not suspend him. And even the way they drag their feet to be like, okay, this is under investigation, I don't know. There's no such publicity as bad publicity. Baseball is hot in the streets, man. Baseball is up there, in my opinion. Obviously, it's not the NFL. Obviously, it's not the NBA. But there are a lot of people talking about baseball right now. And Shohei Ohtani scandal on top of the Seoul series, I just feel like it kicked off the season in a way where baseball was breaking into these, you know, talking head shows on ESPN, on Fox. People that don't usually talk baseball were leaning in to give their thoughts and takes on Ohtani, on his money, and on what they thought was going to happen. I'm trying to find the note that I had on the ratings and introduce that. You know, for the first weekend with Major League Baseball, they did well on TV. People were watching. And that's another thing. As people try to knock down the Yankees, right, as people try to act like the Yankees going to Houston doesn't mean anything because of what the Houston Astros have done in the past, like, just shut up with that. They were on Apple TV. They were on ESPN. They were on Fox with the world watching, and they showed up, and they got wins. The world will be watching tomorrow. So, yeah, Barrett Sports Media put out that MLB opening weekend hit double digits on Fox and ESPN. MLB.TV had its most watched game ever. The March 28th game between the New York Yankees and Houston Astros was MLB TV's most watched game ever. So, like, what are we talking about, bro? Yankees Astros delivered 2,527,000 viewers, up 35% over last year's Fox MLB regular season average. ESPN Sunday Night Baseball debuted with Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the St. Louis Cardinals. Their viewership was 8,800,000 plus. It peaked at 2,360,000 plus. So, like, that's good. If you love baseball, if you understand that, like, baseball went through a period, like, we just went through a lockout 2 years ago where people were saying baseball is dead. Myself, I'm like, they're cutting their nose to spite their face. This isn't good. But now when you see MLB Communications come out with a tweet that I also had, going to that now, talking about opening weekend, and they mention Fox Saturday Baseball up 14%, Sunday Night Baseball up 17%, MLB.TV most watched game ever, and the most watched four-day period ever for MLB.TV with 436 million viewers, and they use a picture of Juan Soto dapping up Gleyber Torres. Baseball is better when the Yankees are better. Baseball thrives when the Yankees look like the Yankees, and the world is about to see Yankee Stadium look like that tomorrow. Let's go to Jarvis up in Harlem on the Fan. Go for it, Jarvis, go.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
You know, hanging out, you know, doing what I do on the Fan at night. What's up, man?
Yeah, just watching the Nuggets and Zan down about halftime, down by 53-49, but I guess the Clippers are the big game for the Nuggets, you know, tied with the Minnesota with the same record, so hopefully get a win tonight and then jump over first place. So it's going to be like a...
I got this Nuggets-Clippers game on in front of me. It came on after the Knicks game, but I'm not really watching it. You're a Yankees fan, Jarvis? You root for the Yankees?
Yeah, okay. I'm a Yankees fan. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow, you know, after coming up, you know, 6-1 road trip and, you know, sweeping the Astros for four, take 2 out of 3, gets the world, champs, not the world champs, Diamondbacks went to the World Series. So
they're,
I'm looking
at world champs. They're 2-time world champs. They won with an asterisk, and they won 2 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm listening to all these Yankee fans, and like, they're not satisfied with 6-1. Oh, it's early because, you know, they, you know how Yankee fans are. Like, they're not satisfied the record, 6-1. Like, you know, they, you know, that's how Yankee fans are. So, you know, they think like they, you know, think they're going to be in the playoffs. And, you know,
you're 100% right. That is how Yankee fans are. I would be surprised if I didn't hear any dumb takes from the Yankee fans. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. Like, one take that floated around Yankees Twitter was that they needed to send down Aaron Judge. I guess, like, and these things grow legs because it's Twitter, and people can just retweet it and quote tweet it and at somebody and be like, yo, did you see this? And it doesn't matter. It could be anybody. It could be, like, someone with no foot to stand on or someone trolling. Yeah, Aaron Judge is struggling. It'd be good if they send him down. What? Verdugo's struggling. It wouldn't hurt if they, you know, sent him to AAA for a little. The season just started, and those guys aren't getting optioned. What are we talking about? Like, no, it's not happening. And then, of course, the day after those tweets circulate in Yankees Twitter, the most toxic fan base on Twitter, Verdugo goes deep, Judge goes deep, Judge hits a double, and it's like, oh, everything's fine now, right? Yeah, everything's fine. Let's go out to BK. Isaac is in Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Okay, I just want to make a quick point on the Ohtani thing going back. I only have one question. How come Ohtani only spoke like once? Like, Aaron Judge would speak every single day to the media, and Ohtani gets away with only speaking once.
He's
not an English-speaking
player. The huge barrier to entry is Japanese. There's a huge wall up. He's got a new interpreter. Like that. I said that. I was like, I think I was in Tampa, so I wasn't on the Fan. But I'm like, I expect nothing from this press conference. He's not going to answer any questions. He's going to give a blanket statement, and it's going to be sent to us through a new interpreter that is not going to say exactly what he said. He's like, it's measured, it's calculated, and I don't think anybody believes that $4.5 million gets moved from your account without
I still think he should be under the spotlight a little more, especially a player like that signing such a big contract in the
offseason. No. Ohtani, who's so secretive, we didn't even know he was married. All of a sudden, his wife pops out before the start of this season.
Right,
he wanted nobody
to
know about where he was talking to or his free agency, who he was talking to, where he was potentially going to go. This is a man of secrecy.
Right. Okay, now, Keith, I want to tell you something. I'm 22, okay? I was born around 9/11. I do not remember any of the Yankees World Series. I remember in 2009 going to parties. Don't really remember it. Since I'm a baseball, I'm really, you know, just like a crazy, crazy fan of all sports. I do, you know, I can tell you their lineup and everything now. And I've watched the, you know, the film a million times. So, you know, when everybody talks about Yankees, Red Sox, Yankees are world, you know, should always be World Series or bust. I'm thinking, what does that mean? I've never seen anything. The only thing I've seen is the Yankees 2016 through 2021. And my, you know, my right, arch rival is the Houston Astros. Yeah, in 2018, they lost to the Red Sox. But in my blood, you know, my father was like, oh, the Red Sox, the Red Sox, the Red Sox, the whole day about the Red Sox. And also, well, World Series or bust, World Series or bust. And in my eyes, it's always like, we never did anything in the last 22 years of my, you know, young life.
Well, I wouldn't say
anything. I think it's that's where the next thing comes from, where even us young fans, all we're hearing from the older people is World Series or bust, and everything is negative because our team sucks, and we don't have Mariano Rivera, we need a new closer now, and we need – my father tells me right away, he's like, do you have a starting pitcher? I was like, he's hurt, whatever you want to say. He's like, listen, you're not winning the World Series without a starting pitcher, and I do think, you know, I can't trust my starting five to win me a World Series.
We have five.
That's where the negativity comes from. That's what I think.
I got you. I'll respond, Isaac. So I talk about the young kids that are Yankee fans, and I understand that your dads and your uncles and your brothers or whatever talk to you about 2009 and talk to you about, you know, all the World Series before that, and you don't have that, right? So much so, like, you don't have that. You can't appreciate going to the ALCS. You can't appreciate 2017, which I loved that season. You can't appreciate 2019. I also loved that season. You can't appreciate 2022. I won't say that I love that season, but started off pretty good. You can't even appreciate that because it didn't end with a parade. That's baseball, Susan. You're not going to win. Like, there's a lot of franchises in baseball. They don't sniff the postseason regularly. There's a lot. Like, just look across town. Just look at your neighbors that are Mets fans. That are listening to the fan, like, these guys are spoiled. Like, Mets fans disagree about things, but they disagree about where guys should be batting in the lineup. They disagree about, they're not disagreeing about a 6-1 start. It's madness. There's too many fans. There's too many Yankee fans. There's too many fans. It is what it is. For you young guys, enjoy this team. You know, for you young guys, you did get to see some no-hitters, perfect game. I guess that's a consolation prize. You saw a Corey Kluber no-hitter, a Domingo Germán perfect game. At least you got that. I don't know. Maybe this is the year. Keep your fingers crossed. Watch every game and take the roller coaster ride with us, right? If this team starts off 1-6, you're already like, nah, I'm not staying up to watch them in Arizona. The team starts off hot. Everybody's up watching the first West Coast trip. Everybody's up watching the game. And that second game where they obviously, we're getting smoked. It was Zach Gallen versus Nestor. Nestor gave it up right away. They gave us a break. I went to bed. I think I went to bed like 11:30. So what I'm saying is we don't know where the season's going to go. We don't know how it's going to end. Maybe this is the season for you young guys. Maybe this is the season for you to get excited about going to the ballpark. Maybe this is the season that you're 18 or you're 21. Maybe this is the season that you're making the most money you ever made. Maybe this is the season where you have a crew. You have 3-4 homies that want to go to games with you. Go. Juan Soto is a Yankee. Go. Alex Verdugo is barking, calling guys dogs. Gleyber Torres is playing for his career. Rizzo is playing at the end of his career. Might be Aaron Boone's last year. I doubt it. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's just a lot going on here that should make you interested. And if you call yourself a Yankee fan and you call yourself a young Yankee fan that hasn't seen anything, well, now you have the opportunity to watch with your own eyes and maybe it materializes. Maybe it turns into a World Series. Maybe it doesn't. But enjoy the ride. I don't expect it to be like the ride we were on last year. 877-337-6666. I'm running out of time. Let's take this break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Fan. Thanks for holding. I mean, you could have dipped off, you could have turned to another station, you could have put a podcast on, you could go watch the TV, you could be like, this guy sucks, man. I'm just kidding. If you've been listening for the whole show or 5 minutes, thanks. This is the end. Let's see if we can take all of the calls that I have and close this night, man. This is it. It's about to be Friday. C-Mac's gonna come in here. He'll get you right if you can't sleep. If you can't stop thinking about Yankee Stadium and seeing the Yankees play after a day off, and I gotta motor home and go to sleep myself. I think I should take like some melatonin or something. I might actually hit some before I go, because I need to sleep. I need energy for tomorrow. Tomorrow is opening day in Yankee Stadium, and then Drake and Lil Wayne at the Prudential Center. Let's go to Damon in Connecticut on the Fan. Damon, you got it.
It was good, Keith. Man, I've been trying to call all night. I work in Jersey City, live in Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
Kept getting disconnected, but finally got through. Hey, man, you are a breath of fresh air, man. I've been listening to you since you came on the Fan on the overnight. My hours switched, so I don't get to hear you that much. I left work early tonight, so I got a chance to listen to you, man. And, like, I don't care what all them people say on social media, because I follow you on social media, and I defend you, man. Like, what, are you crazy? I hate like those keyboard gangsters. You know what I mean? Like, you are down to earth. It's like talking to one of your boys when you hear you on the radio. You understand what I'm saying?
I hope it is. I hope it sounds like that and it feels like that. Like I said, I'm blessed to get this opportunity, but like
I'm a regular dude. I go to the game. I go to the bar. I treat everybody the same with respect. I'm looking for respect, but I get disrespected a lot. I guess, you know, it comes with
territory. Yeah, I see that, man, and I hate that, man. You know what I mean? And whenever I'm at the stadium, I'm always trying. I'll go over to the bleachers and everything, see if I see you. I just love to meet you, give you some dap. Jersey boy, got to show you love. I can't agree with you on Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? I'm older than you. I go back. Rakim is my GOAT.
Rakim.
Nas.
The and God then, MC.
Know, I don't really mess with the hip hop like the way it is today.
It's
a lot
whack
of other guys
now.
That
it is whack
well
now.
Known.
I'm waiting for Benny the Butcher's probably got the most recent album that I play the most right now. But these new albums come out. I listened to them one time. I'm like, nah. I'm trying to listen to this Metro Boomin Future album. It's just so long.
Nah, I'm big on like I got my man from Jersey City, Albie Al. That's one of my favorites right now.
Oh, yo, Albie Al. Yo, shout out to Albie Al. There was this one track from him that I used to play a long time ago. I'm gonna go look up the mixtape I used to listen to from him, and I'll say it. Thanks for the call, Damon. Albie Al. Shout out to Albie Al from Jersey City. Man, I used to listen to his one mixtape over and over and over again, and there was this one song I used to play all the time. I forgot about Albie Al. Anywho, hip-hop heads. Mike is in East Northport. Mike, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, Keith? Just want to say I'm kind of a new listener. I found you on TikTok about a couple of nights ago. I think about 2 nights ago, last time you were on. I scrolled around, saw you, and then, you know, started watching from there. So, and I absolutely love the stuff you're putting out. I think it's great. So you got a newfound listener. Followed you on TikTok.
Hey.
It's actually in your chat tonight as well, too.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I'm just trying to do what I can with the social media. I feel like that's what helped me get to WFAN social media. So I just try to keep feeding the beast. It's tough to keep up with, like, posting every day, but going live during my show is fairly easy.
Nah, dude, I love it. It's great. I think you're doing a great job at it. And I think the more you do it, like, listen, you got me hooked. I was doing planning the other night, and I was listening the entire time. You had me locked in. So, listen, so I asked you about Nestor before. Obviously, during the season, you know, our thoughts are a little bit all over the place with that, so we got time to think about him. My other thought here is, Luis Hill, I love this guy. I'm curious what your thoughts are on him, and when we get Cole to come back into the rotation come late June, July, whenever it may be, where do you think his role is going to be? Because I think he's a solid pitcher. He has been locating the zone really good. He's got a nice fastball, and he's able to use a lot with, you know, how he powers the zone. I'm just curious, do you see him being a long-term addition to the team, or do you think he's going to get sent down?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. I think that they can send him down because he has options and he's young. They were prepared to send him down in spring training this year if Cole was healthy, but Cole's not healthy, and this guy was ready for the opportunity. He seized the opportunity. He pitched so well in the spring, he turned a lot of heads where they're like, hey, you got to give this guy the nod and allow him to build off of what he already did at the major league level 2 years ago or 3 years ago now, 2021. It was 2021 when we saw this kid. And we were like, hey, he's got command. He belongs. He was able to go out there and show us some things. So I think he's just building on that. And I know it was only a handful of games. I'm looking up his baseball reference. It was 6 games in 2021. I like his stuff. He throws hard, and he doesn't seem like, you know, the situation is too big for him. He doesn't seem like, you know, the moment is too big for him. I think he's a major leaguer. But he's coming back from Tommy John. He's got an innings limit. That's why I've been saying on the Fan, I didn't disagree with them pulling him when they pulled him. They weren't worried about him getting the win. They weren't worried about him getting the next out. They were worried about him. Your number is 85. We don't want you to go over that number. You're at 84. You're done. There's a lot more season left, and we want you to be available. We don't know how long it's going to take for Cole to come back. You're our fifth starter, Luis Hill. Luis, king of the hill so far. So good. I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch in Yankee Stadium this weekend. Let's go to Dave in Westchester on the Fan. Go for it, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
I'm just calling on Randall. You know, I've been a fan of Randall. I've been behind him since day one. And I've been saying on social media and on other phone calls to the station that if he's really going to be gone, then a lot of the haters are going to see how necessary it is to have him. It kind of reminds me of back in the 90s, if you were a fan. Half the fan base was Patrick Ewing guys, and half was against Patrick Ewing. And I was always a Patrick Ewing guy because I could see what the team would look like without him there in the middle. And, I mean, going forward, I mean, it is what it is, but I just wonder what you think about the lineup tonight. Was really curious. It was four guards and a center, and I don't know why he's not leaning more into Bogdanovich, but what do you think he's going to do going forward?
Yeah, I mean, now that we have enough of a sample size from Bojan Bogdanovic, I was so pumped about him coming over here, former Net. I thought he was going to be getting buckets. I thought he was going to be a machine over here. I thought he was going to come off the bench, score 20 points. I don't know. I would say that Tom Thibodeau is a guy that, like, you got to just trust. You got to trust that he's working on these things, that he's got a plan in place. He's going to be ready when the time comes in the playoffs to deploy these guys. With Julius Randle, and thanks for the call, Dave, it's twofold with Julius Randle. I think there are fans that respect his game and who he is and what he brings to the table, and they know that this is a loss, but there's some people like, how many times did you see that video of the kid in the Tampa Bay Lightning jersey, if you're on the internet, if you're on TikTok, where he was like, bum-ass Julius Randle? And they're like, why are you saying that about Julius Randle? Because he's a bum. And it's like, you know, here in New York, you start calling somebody a bum, and then it just starts to catch, and people just call somebody a bum without actually watching them and understanding what they do. He's an all-star. He gets you buckets, rebounds, plays defense. I just have this lasting image in my head of Knicks fans after the series last year tearing Julius Randle's poster down. A couple years back, Julius Randle doing the thumbs down like it got to him. But I also listened to him on the Podcast P podcast with Paul George talk about playing in the Garden in New York Knicks fans. It's tough, man. He got hurt, and I think ultimately he wanted to come back. He was trying to come back. He had a setback, and you ran out of time. It's just a matter of time. That's what I was saying before. I'm like, it's April. It's April now. He's not ready to go. And he knows that he's not going to be able to, like, you know, rev it up to give you his best. It's best that he shuts it down, and you look forward for him to come back next year. And you see what these guys do. Somebody else will rise. Somebody else will get an opportunity. It just sucks that Julius Randle, he's going to miss this run. It sucks that what you thought about the team in January with OG, with Julius Randle, with Dante DiVincenzo, you're not going to see that again. But we don't know what they're going to be. They showed me a lot tonight. I thought this was a night with the Julius Randle news that they were going to fold in front of their home crowd, and they fought, and they showed toughness and grit, and they got another win. Mario in Long Beach on the Fan. Go for it, Mario. You're on every day, multiple times. Come on, Mario, I just said you're on every day. You're supposed to know what to do. All right, let's see if I can sneak another call in. John is in Westchester. We'll come back to Mario.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
I'm good. What's up, John?
I just want to talk about two things. First, I want to talk about Anthony Volpe. I'm from the Bronx. I'm in Westchester now, but originally born in the Bronx. I just can't believe what this kid is doing so far this year. He's really showing up for the Yanks. It seems like every time he gets up, he's getting on base. So, you know, just the improvement is just amazing. I just want to come on here and give him his props.
Yeah, we got to do that because there were fans that quit on him, said he was a bust, said that we should have traded him, said that he sucks, said he should have been sent down. Well, so far, so good. Looks like he's matured, he's grown up, and he's going to help this team win games.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a kid, so...
Literally, only a 22-year-old kid. People were ready to quit on a 22-year-old kid that did not have the proper time and development in the minors and was thrust into the shortstop position with a bunch of bums around him in the lineup last year, to be honest. And I don't know. I think that kid will be our leadoff hitter before it gets to 80 degrees out here.
I completely agree. I think he should 100% be in the leadoff spot. One more thing about Volpe in the Astros series in the first game. I think we were down 0-4, and I'm pretty sure he's the one that got the hit to get the spark going for the team.
It's hard now that we've played seven games to even go back. I know in that first game it was Soto that broke through, but Volpe did have some good walks. I mean, he hit that homer. He's had good at-bats.
Yeah, he's really disciplined now, too.
Yeah, and then that game, he went 4-for-4 in that first game against the Diamondbacks, and then he came out the next day and got a knock. Garrett Cole's mic'd up. He's like, this kid's on fire. Thanks for the call, John. So Damon in Connecticut, by way of Jersey City, we were talking about Al Bial from Jersey City. In 2018, Al Bial dropped a mixtape called Super Saiyan, and I listen to that mixtape every day. And there was a track on there called Gohan That was my favorite track. And obviously, if you know Gohan, Son of Goku, shout out to my DBZ heads, people out there that watch that. Just it's open mic time. We can talk about hip-hop. We can talk about anime. We can talk about mixtapes, who the GOAT rapper is. It doesn't always have to be Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones. First time I've mentioned either one of them tonight. Harry, out on Staten Island, you're on the Fan.
Hello?
Am I on?
Can you hear me?
Can you guys hear him? Connor said yes.
Yes, hi. I just want to say, I only call whenever you're doing the show. I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
And I follow you on Instagram.
Hey.
I'm AP Island Collectibles.
Oh, okay. I know who you are on Instagram. I've seen your account.
I'm not a Yankee hater. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm not a Met fan. I'm just a baseball fan. I really don't think the Yankees are a playoff team. I just think they're playing above their heads right now.
Shaggy,
if I'm wrong,
Scooby? What?
I know you're a Yankee fan.
7 games in, we don't know who's a playoff team and who's not a playoff team. But yeah, I would say the team that's won two series against the defending NL champions and the team that goes to the ALCS last year, I think we would lean more that they're on the right track to be a postseason team, no?
I still believe Baltimore's going to win the division running away.
Okay, then the Yankees can be a wild card team. And there's an extra wild card team.
Yeah, it could be, but I just don't see it.
Is it the pitching? They don't have enough starting pitching?
Yeah, the pitching. I know whoever gets hot at the end of the year always winds up winning, but I really don't see anything. Nothing really, jumps out at me.
What? Wait, in general with the Yankees, nothing jumps out at you?
The pitching.
The pitching
is okay. Pitching.
What about the bullpen? Not the starting pitching. What about the bullpen?
The bullpen, I mean, I don't know. They look good now, but who knows down the road?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Harry. That did nothing for me, dude. I'm not trying to be mean, but like, what? What are we talking about? They look good now. Yeah. I don't know. I guess some of you guys, I got to go to break, man. ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present within the state of New Jersey to participate. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. That's a bop right there. Jack Harlow got that one off. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 3 calls to take. I got 5 minutes or so. Let's take them. Mario in Long Beach. I know by now he's listened and he knows what to do. He's ready. Let's go and bring Mario in right now.
All right. What's going on? It's nice show.
Yeah, thanks, man. You got it.
You're doing a good job.
I try.
So that Nick game is something, huh?
Yeah, lost a couple coins on it. I don't know. I thought I was on to something today. When I saw that Randall news, I'm like, they're about to lose again. Nope, got me. Sounds stupid on the radio. A bunch of people were trolling me online, saying bing bong, sending pictures of Jalen Brunson my way. I get it. Like I said, I'm a measly Nets fan. The Nets part of in my heart, that's a Knicks hater, came out too fast. I thought today was going to be a day
but
that...
You've never really shown on it yet that you're a Knicks hater, though. Really
I'm not. I'm really not. Like I'm really not, because I understand our place. I understand the Nets' place in all this. The Nets should still be in New Jersey. And I understand that the Knicks haven't been so good, and I'm not one to get on the radio and be like, I'm just not going to hate on the Knicks in this time that... I actually think their organization is doing the right things, has done the right things. I commend them. They've made a ton of good moves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just as a sports fan, as a radio host, I can't hate on the Knicks. But I don't think they're going to win anything this year. And I think that without Julius Randle, that's a huge hit. I just put my money on the wrong side tonight, thinking that they were going to fold under that news in front of their home crowd.
Yeah, but you've seen that motivation and drive. They really got
I watched the game. They turned it on. See, that's the thing about them, right? Like, they can start to get stops, and then they start to hit shots, and then it's like the tide turns. They were down by 10 for most of the game, and then all of a sudden it's like, nope, couple stops, and then Miles McBride is hitting threes. DiVincenzo is hitting threes. Brunson's hitting. That's the difference, too. Last year, IQ got hurt, and RJ wasn't as consistent as these guys shooting from the three. So it was like, who do you have to shoot the three? If it wasn't Randall chucking it up or Brunson chucking it up, like they didn't have enough shooting. If these three guys between Brunson, DiVincenzo, and McBride continue to shoot well in the playoffs, they have a shot.
I have one playoff question real quick, and then just one point. Like you were saying earlier, it's very hard when you have a life and you gotta watch all these games and understand it.
Yeah.
I have an edge because I'm a retired banker and I'm good with numbers. I don't have anything to do, really. I put 47 years straight in banking. So now I just hang out
awesome.
And I watch sports all day long, and I earn that, you know, all those years, you know, and I'm happy with that, you know. So I'm not doing, I don't have really a lot of responsibilities, in other
words. Okay, what's the one more thing? We're running out of time.
Oh, yeah. So the one more thing is, you were saying on the Lakers, you know, the Lakers, Knicks, who could go further? I think you might be missing one thing. You might change your mind. Right now, the Lakers are in the ninth position. So that means they're in the play-in. They got to win two games to get out of the play-in. They're not even in the playoffs. If they win those two games,
LeBron. I'm looking at AD. I'm looking at the surrounding cast. I'm looking at the officiating. And I'm looking like a Knicks hater. I don't know. I think the Knicks can get to the second round. I also think the Lakers can get to the second round. And when you look at a guy like LeBron and AD that have been there before and they'll get the help of the officiating, they will get calls. Brunson won't. I think they have a chance to be sneaky. Maybe the Mavericks do. Thanks for the call, Mario. None of us know. I could be completely wrong about that. Let's go to Joseph in Brooklyn on the fan. Quickly go, Joseph. 30 seconds.
Keith, my man. Good to talk to you. Just hyped about the Yankees. Hyped about the game tomorrow. Just Harry was hating before. He don't know what he's talking about. I know it's too early to project playoffs, but Yankees is hot. I'm hyped to get your energy for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hyped to hear you.
I can't wait.
Hyped to hear you after the game. Win or loss, you know.
Saturday.
We're looking good. Soto got the energy going. And I'm just hyped. And
thanks for the call, Joseph. Stay hype. But go to sleep tonight. Dwight in Asbury Park, I got you on there. Take us out.
Hey, yo, what's up with the Rangers and the Devils getting their scrap on, man?
Sometimes there's only one way to solve problems between grown men on ice. Thanks for the call, Dwight. Keith McPherson on the fan, that's all I've got. Another 5-hour KM to AM in the book. C-Mac is coming up next. More Yankees energy on the fan. For you Yankee fans that can't sleep tonight, this is the last sleep before they open up Yankee Stadium. I'll be there bright and early. I was just in the chat with the creatures. They're talking about pulling up at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I can't do that, but I'll be there by 10 o'clock. You got BT and Sal at 10 o'clock live from Hard Rock. I'll be around. All of us will be around. It's going to be a holiday up there in the Bronx. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening. C-Max next. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.